Now will you notice in verse 6 of chapter 1 of Acts, when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? Now you will find that some of the commentators rebuke the apostles for asking this question. And they feel like that they made a mistake in asking the question. Now, I believe that the answer our Lord gave indicates they made no mistake. Their question was a legitimate question and a natural question, and one that our Lord answered like that. He did not rebuke them. He never told them it was a foolish question. You see, they were brought up and schooled in the Old Testament. They were told that the Messiah is coming, that the Messiah is the one who will establish the kingdom upon this earth. That's the earthly hope, still is an earthly hope. God is not through with this earth. He doesn't intend to sweep this earth under the rug, although it's small enough to be swept under his rug. But he's not going to do that. He has an eternal purpose, and the kingdom of God that they talked about actually is the fact of the reestablishment of the house of David. And that was the thing that he talked to them about during those 40 days. He's the one that talked to them. He let them know that at this particular time, the kingdom would not be established, that he's now going to call out people to his name, the church. And that was the thing that these men, when they met in the First Council of Jerusalem, in the 15th chapter of the book of Acts, why you'll find out that when they came together, why that after discussion, James said this, that after this, he says, I will return and build again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down. I'll build again the ruins thereof, and I'll set it up. But what's he doing today? Well, today, he's visited the Gentiles to take out of them a people to his name. And so today, God is calling out of the world a people to his name. And when they trust Christ, they're baptized into the body of believers, the church. That is the important thing today. Therefore, when they wanted to talk about, will you restore at this time the kingdom to Israel? Notice what our Lord said. He said unto them, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father put in his own power. This is not the subject of discussion right now. And I want to say this to you, friends. It's not the subject of discussion today of the times. Now, there are a great many people say to me, don't you think that the Lord will be coming soon? Well, now I'll let you in on something. This is confidential between you and me. I believe he's coming soon. Somebody says, well, then you are dealing with this question then of the soon coming of Christ. Oh, no, no. I privately believe that. But I don't have any right to get on this radio and tell you that he's coming soon because I don't know. It's not for you to know the times and the seasons, friends. That part is not the important part. What's our business today? Now notice, our Lord doesn't rebuke them. He says, I've got something else in mind. There's something else for us to do. I believe today in prophecy, but I think you can go to seed in prophecy and you can overemphasize it today. And I don't think it'll build you up in the faith if you spend all your time in prophetic study. Now this is a glorious, wonderful thing. He says to them, it's not for you to know the times nor the seasons. The Father's put them in his own power.